And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Elise Elliott. I'm delighted to be here on this lovely Sunday morning. I'm joined by my favourite medical herbalist and pharmacist, Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Elise. Terrific to see you.
Love being here. And, of course, the lovely nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Porton. Good morning.
Good morning, Elise. It's lovely to see you. Good morning, Gerald.
Now, we know, team, it's been a bit of a bleak news week. Obviously, devastating updates from Ukraine, that shocking news about Shane Warne and the heartbreaking floods. A special hello to our listeners in Queensland and New South Wales and welcome back, 4BC listeners. Now, we've seen some remarkable acts of bravery and courage by locals in the area, emergency services workers and volunteers and neighbours helping neighbours, which is great. But for so many people, how devastating. Losing their place to live, losing their workplace, the threat of illness. Gerald, what sort of health issues are these people facing?
I've been listening to some regional radio from up there, Elise, and it really is heartbreaking because we get, particularly in the southern states and in other states, we get reports from main cities, but these small outlying areas, often with one or two major industries that have just gone. And I was listening yesterday to a little place in northern New South Wales where the first thing that happens is the water supply is cut off.
Oh,
and they can't, so then they've lost the power. So no power, very little communications. Now, this is Australia in 2022. Surely we can plan for these things a little better. But the risk is that there's infection. There is a real risk of cuts and scratches that normally we would just throw off. This is potentially bad. So, look, please keep in touch with your medical advisors. The local pharmacists I know are working their toes off, just trying to stay on top of this with everything else happening as well. It really is a difficult time for so many Australians.
Indeed. And even the water being contaminated.
Yes, yes. Something, just awful. So people living near rivers can't go near water because of all the debris going down the rivers, Hawkesbury especially. So look, hang in there, everybody.
Okay, our thoughts with our listeners in Queensland and New South Wales. We have a jam-packed show today. This Tuesday is International Women's Day, which is both a call to action towards gender equality for all of us, but equally recognition of the incredible women who have changed the world. Zoe, there's this great quote from feminist Betty Friedan who says, "Women can have it all, just not all at the same time." Now, you're a working mama. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, look, I mean, I love this interview with Kimmy Neckerville on House of Wellness TV, and I just loved how she used the word drowning. I think that's one of these kind of key elements. And using the words vulnerable, I mean, we all try and sort of create this image that we can do it all, that we're good, that we're, you know, that basically we live in this perfect environment. But I think she sort of hit the nail on the head. When we become vulnerable, when we share our information, what we do is we open the opportunity for dialogue, but we also open the opportunity for support. And as a, you know, soon to be 44-year-old woman with a almost 8-year-old who's working full-time and a husband and all those things, I think it's really important to actually, you know, that we actually increase that conversation. But also I want my daughter to know it's completely fine to not be okay.
Yeah, and to ask for help. So you can check that interview out on House of Wellness TV. On the show today, we have Marina Go, who's had a huge impact on many levels of Australia. She's had a stellar media career. She's a current chair of Netball Australia and author of Breakthrough, 20 Success Strategies for Female Leaders. Wow, she's coming up. We'll also talk about the mental load women carry, especially post-COVID. And there's a lot of research showing that it's even worse now for women trying to juggle it all at the same time. So mental health expert for women, Dr. Gemma Sharp, will be joining us. And it's never too late to take good care of yourself. Personal trainer Shannon Ponton joins us with some inspirational tips on well-being. Plus, Gerald Quigley's here with the A to Z of vitamins, and this week's topic being the overarching vitamin, the mother vitamin of them all, The multivitamin.
Yes, often denigrated unfairly, I think, and I hear these awful expressions like, well, it's just expensive, that's just dreadful stuff. And I started compiling a list yesterday of why we might consider a multivitamin, and I'm up to 21 reasons.
21? I mean, we're not going to get through 21 reasons.
Well, I probably won't get through any, but I'll give you a few.
But part of it is just filling the gaps where you're short.
Filling the nutritional gaps, yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. 131873 is our number for your health questions. Anything that you need advice on, I'm here with Gerald and Zoe. And next up, celebrating International Women's Day with Marina Go.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Flaunt vibrant matte lip colours all day without that heavy feeling with Revlon Colourstay Matte Light Crayons from Chemist Warehouse. Get saturated colour in a comfortable, lightweight formula that's 30% lighter than your average lipstick. From Australia's number one lip brand, try Revlon Colourstay Matte Light Crayons in 12 vibrant shades. Only $17.39 each at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The new Revlon Colourstay Matte Light Crayon range is $17.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Love having your company on the House of Wellness. I'm Elise Elliott with Gerald and Zoe. Give us a call, 131873. Any of your health questions, we're here to answer them. Also, it's International Women's Day this Tuesday. What does it mean to you? Are you doing something special, Gerald?
Well, I keep saying to Philippa, every day is International Women's Day.
Oh, God, he's been trained well.
And I try my very best. But what I find fascinating, having three daughters who now have sons, it's just interesting watching the interplay between those particular sexes. As it is in the girls, we've raised to be, and Zoe, we did the same with Ava.
Yeah.
Strong, independent, outspoken, understanding their role. And it's just fascinating watching them guide the boys, not their girls, because they don't have girls, watching the boys through. So more power to them and more power to International Women's Day.
Crazy. Like I said, he's been trained well. Thank you. The theme this year is Break the Bias, and it's all about looking at ways forward to achieve gender equality throughout the world. On the line is Marina Go. Now, she's chair of Netball Australia and Adore Beauty, author of Breakthrough, 20 Success Strategies for Female Leaders. And what a trailblazer. She's been a national magazine editor, an executive of some of our biggest media companies. Look, we're talking about major overachiever and an extraordinary woman. Welcome to the show, Marina.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For you, what does International Women's Day mean? I don't want it to be tokenistic. From a broad perspective, what does it mean?
Look, I think it is a really important reminder of the things we still have to achieve. So there is still so much that we still have to do in order for there to be gender equity. But it's also a wonderful reminder of the successes that we have achieved. So, you know, in many ways, for me, it's kind of serves a dual purpose. Women who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to have their careers and successes highlighted are often in the spotlight through opportunities like this and various speaking arrangements and media attention. And we'd love that to happen all year round, but it doesn't. So I'm really supportive of a day that reminds everybody of just how important it is for women to achieve.
It's so true, Marina. It's interesting, having worked in the media a long time, I often look at TV and I read magazines and I really don't feel there is this sort of cultural diversity that we need and what Australia represents. How do you think we can actually change that? Is it that we need to have more dialogue around this? Is it we need to have more conversation about looking at this sort of multicultural female-led environment that we're so excitingly in these days but sometimes isn't represented clearly?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, I sit on a number of boards, so I have a perspective across a number of different sectors, and it's, you know, it's particularly our life in the media, of course, and you know, I've worked in the media for most of my career, but it's everywhere. And I think where diversity and inclusion, because inclusion is a really important part of diversity, it's more than just ticking the box and saying, you know, we need more women or we need more culturally diverse people. We need them actually to feel included when they're part of it. Otherwise, nothing changes. But in my experience, if the leadership of an organisation or a sector or a country doesn't believe in it truly, then it doesn't happen. So you need to actually have leaders walking the talk, not just talking it, and demonstrating that this is what really matters. And then everybody takes notice, you know, because role models matter, and leaders, you know, ensure that processes are followed and that outcomes are delivered. But honestly, if leadership doesn't believe in it, it falls down really quickly. So from my point of view, it's, yes, you need to have the conversations, but the leaders need to own those conversations.
Marina, can I take you back to just basics as far as sport, particularly netball, which is what you're involved in, and the fact that we have not had children's sport, and let's focus perhaps on girls and netball at the moment, for a couple of years. What impact will that have long term from their ability to connect, to be part of a team, to watch leaders, to emulate the people that are ahead of them? Do you think that will have an impact over time?
Yeah, I think it's a really great challenge. It's a massive challenge for female sport, and it's something that we focus on constantly within the sport of netball. It's one of the reasons why we went into enormous debt last year at Netball Australia, just to ensure that we actually delivered a full season, because it was so important at the elite level for women to be playing the game of netball. And a lot of the, and that, because that actually inspires, you know, young girls to join the sport. The problem is, though, that we actually haven't played at the community level for a number of years. And trying to keep those young girls connected to the sport through the elite sport is all that we've been able to do for 2 years, and that has been very challenging. But I agree with you. I think the disconnection is a real concern, and we have to work really hard to reconnect girls with sport. It's a real priority, because there are so many skills that are learnt through team sports in particular, and there's confidence that's built, and it demonstrates that, that girls can be all-rounded and actually compete with boys. And it's really, I think that's a really important part of the development of girls and young women.
Sure.
Marina, it's quite interesting. I feel like life's gone back into a full steam ahead. I feel like not only are we back travelling, working and doing all these things, I'd love your advice, because I often see my daughter watching me and she can just see me getting busier and busier. How do we balance this?
Yeah, look, it's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I worked full-time through my career. I have two adult sons now, so that was challenging. And
you studied an MBA.
Yeah, I did. Very impressive. MBA as well. I guess I was fortunate that I had family help. So my parents and my in-laws helped. So I was very fortunate that way. But, this is why universal access to affordable quality childcare is really important, because it's very often women who are making the decision to stay at home and look after children rather than pursue a career, because, decisions are often made on earnings potential, and it's not entirely, men saying, well, I'm a man and, so I should work. Very often it's practical reasons around, well, who's making the most money? And that in itself is a problem, because we've got a pay equity issue that is still there. That gender pay gap still exists, and that's the reason that those decisions are made at home. And so, what I did was I focused and made sure that my children were a priority, but I also understood that if I wasn't happy, that they wouldn't be happy, because I wouldn't be happy, right? And
yeah,
a happy
absolutely.
Mother and a happy family. And I was really happy working, so... I worked like a crazy person for years, but I think being happy actually gave me that kind of extra drive. But it's tough. It is a really difficult thing. The only thing that I will say to women, though, is that we carry around this extreme guilt. And I actually wrote about it in my
so
book.
True.
We do. We carry around this guilt. We feel guilty that we're not working, 24 hours in our career, and we feel guilty that we're not being a mother 24 hours. And so I carried that guilt. And the one thing that I'll tell you is that when I, my children now are adults and they can't remember anything but the good times. They don't remember the time that I missed the sports carnival or, I wasn't in the reading class with some of the other mothers. They don't remember that. And I have been asking them about it because I've carried this guilt for so long. So I wrote about that in my book, and a lot of young women or mothers who were career women who have read that have thanked me for that, because that's the part that resonated the most with them. And we have to give ourselves a break as women. We cannot, and we also have to ask our partners if they're not naturally sharing the load to help us.
Yeah, yes to that, Marina, absolutely. And I think I read this great quote, the world does not need busy women, it needs present and powerful women. Mm. Marina Goh, thank you so much for your time at Trailblazer Indeed. Love to have some of your calls coming up, 131-873. Also coming up, some advice for us managing that mental load. We do feel overwhelmed. We have clinical psychologist Dr. Gemma Sharp right here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The new Revlon Colorstay Matte Light Crayon range is $17.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Elise Elliott, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Mental health, we hear a lot about that. It's a very important issue for all of us. But as International Women's Day approaches this Tuesday, we're looking at what it means to women and the load that many of us carry. And I have found with a lot of women I've spoken to, they've said they're exhausted after lockdowns. And a lot of people say, well, how can you be exhausted? You can go anywhere. But I think that has to do with the mental load. Joining us on the line is Dr. Gemma Sharp, a senior research fellow and clinical psychologist from the Monash Alfred Psychiatry Research Centre. Long name there. Welcome to the show, Gemma.
Thank you so much for having me, and you did really well with that mouthful.
I know. There you go. Gemma, we've read reports that during the pandemic, women are exhausted. I've got anecdotal evidence of that. Sicker than usual, higher levels of anxiety and even depression. How has the pandemic affected the mental health of women in particular?
You're absolutely right that women have been disproportionately affected. There was already a gender gap, and COVID has magnified that. And there's a number of reasons that we think women were more likely to lose their jobs. They're more likely to be frontline workers, so be exposed to COVID, and they've been carrying the load at home. So all of that taken together, it's no wonder that women are both physically and mentally more unwell than at the start of the pandemic.
Gemma, it's interesting. I love that you've got a big focus on body image, and I think that's something that obviously is, you know, transcends any age, and it's something that we need to teach our children. My daughter recently got her hair cut short, so it's a boy haircut, and it was quite interesting because she said something to me this morning. She said, "Mummy, what do I do if people say to me I've had a boy haircut?" And I kept saying to her, "Darling, the courage to be yourself is the most important thing." But how do we start that dialogue with children this young about positive body image, particularly when they're seeing mums being very stressed and feeling like that we're trying to manage everything?
It is such, I think you've done a great job there, just saying, yeah, rock your haircut. There's
yeah,
no
big
such
time.
Thing as a gendered haircut.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Taking a self-compassionate approach with ourselves. So when we are stressed, we can role model how to manage that in a positive way by speaking kindly to ourselves, saying, "I'm having a tough time right now, but this will pass." And as you said, body image can affect absolutely anyone of any age, gender, background, sadly. And I think women are valued far too much in society for how they appear
absolutely.
Rather than what they can do. And I wonder if your daughter can do amazing things now with that haircut that she couldn't do before.
We did say that.
Gemma, if we can just go back to social media, which in my generation, and I'm a little older than everyone around here, it just seems to do my head in. I always notice that is there still a disconnect between the young girls at primary school and then when they get into secondary school and they're developing, and is there their attraction to physical activity, which to me is fundamental in their development to learn to get on with everybody else. Is that disconnect a problem still, bearing in mind that I think years ago it probably was?
Yes, we do know that girls do tend to drop out of sports and those more kind of organised activities as they move into high school. And there are a number of reasons for that. But I think what we can do is say that high school is a place where we actually continue and maybe take on even more of these activities if possible.
Yes.
And I'm someone who always preaches about the importance of our body's function over its form. And sport is a wonderful way to foster that.
Indeed. Dr. Gemma Sharp, Senior Research Research Fellow and Clinical Psychologist. Thank you for your time. Plenty of your calls. And Karen from Rockhampton joined us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. Thank you.
Look, a couple of things. Yes?
I was going to say, how can we help you, Karen?
Oh, well, I was just ringing for two things. One is I take a multivitamin. I take a product called Cressos B, which has got every vitamin, I think, that it can. Mm-hmm. But I'm 62 and I still play netball. I work full time. I have four adult children, but obviously no longer at home. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really just important to have a really positive mind as well as, you know, I'm not a fitness freak. I just go for a small walk. I live rural. Actually, I'm on my ride on mower now, mowing my my little 2 acre property. So it's, I got told once, you can't do at 60 what you do at 50 unless you keep moving between 50 and 60, and that's what I've done. So, yeah, I play every Wednesday night with sometimes girls that are from a high school.
Good on you. Good on you. And you're a role model to them, Karen. And what you're doing, you've got connections with your local people, and well done you. Mm. More power to you. You're a leader.
Karen, there was a recent study that actually looked at the mental health impact of only exercising for someone who's 50 and over for 15 minutes a day, and they said that it increases the neurochemicals faster. So you're bang on. You're living proof that not only physically but mentally this has such a huge impact, and you don't have to do a lot to get the result.
Well done, Karen, our pin-up girl for International Women's Day. Yes. Coming up, personal trainer Shannon Ponton promises that when it comes to strength and fitness, age is just a number. That and your calls, plenty more coming up.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The new Revlon Colourstay Matte Light Crayon range is $17.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We love having you on the House of Wellness, and of course we love your calls on this show. Joining us is Marianne from Mount Waverley. Good morning.
Morning, Marianne. How can we help you?
Yes, Gerald, I'm 84, mm-hmm. recently had a gastroscopy and a colonoscopy mm-hmm. to see why my blood levels are low.
Okay.
Not the iron, because I'm taking iron.
Good.
And they found that I have chronic gastritis.
Okay.
I don't have any symptoms of this. Mm-hmm. What can I do? I'm feeling tired all the time.
Well, yes, and you will. Mm. Now, gastritis is essentially an inflammation of the lining of your tummy, Marianne. So what we do is we try and settle. I have a suggestion from a supplement perspective, and Zoe will have some brief suggestions on some food options. So omega-3 oils, fish oil is an anti-inflammatory. So get some high potency fish oil and have a capsule night and morning to settle overall inflammation. And Zoe, food options that perhaps should be maximised and perhaps some we should avoid.
Yeah. So I think obviously what we're trying to do is go for a food that has high in those natural anti-inflammatory foods. So that Mediterranean style diet we always talk about, Gerald, you know, good fats, extra virgin olive oil, nuts and seeds are sensational in the diet. And things that have the lovely beta carotene. So all of those very colourful vegetables. But there is another nutrient I think we could work really well. It's something called L-glutamine. L-glutamine helps to decrease the inflammation. And when we talk about things like leaky gut syndrome or that perforation through the gut lining where we're getting the malabsorption and we're losing our nutrients, we need to get the putty in there to clean it all up and seal up that gut again. So L-glutamine as a supplement is great, but really hitting the Mediterranean diet I think is going to help to support that. But if you don't have the problem solved, it doesn't matter what you're eating, you need to solve the problem first.
Good tip there. Thank you, Zoe, and good luck, Marianne. We have Julian from Endeavour Hills joining us.
Julian, good morning.
Good morning, team. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I got a very negative shoulder. Mm-hmm. My right shoulder is very sore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making some clicking noise, and also not only hear, but also feel the clicking, you know, as I'm moving my arm.
Okay.
I had x-ray and ultrasound made, and I was told that nothing serious, but it's a old age.
Oh, that's a bit offensive, Julian. We don't use those words on House of Wellness. Look, if the pain persists, there could be an underlying issue there. But there are three things to consider. One is to reduce inflammation with turmeric, very important in both supplement and food form. The other, I mentioned to Marianne before, omega-3s to settle inflammation. And the third, to get you a decent night's sleep, is to take some magnesium, which will stop all the tension within the joint and may be worth lying on the other side when you're asleep. So take the pressure off that shoulder.
There you go, Julian. We love magnesium on this show, don't we?
We do.
Joining us is someone who confirms that age is just a number, really, and that is personal trainer and all-round health and well-being expert, Shannon Ponton. Now, you may know him from the TV shows The Biggest Loser and SAS Australia. Hey there, Shannon.
Good morning, everybody. I too love magnesium. You'll be happy to know.
I know you do. Hey, can I let you on a little secret? I secretly want to go on SAS. Don't tell anyone, but I seriously do. It's a secret, though.
Trust me, this: the grass is not always green.
Yes, it looks pretty intense.
In my life. I lost maybe 10 kilos in the process. I had hypothermia 3 times. I lost my memory 3 times. Ooh. And lost the top of every one of my fingers from frostbite.
Oh, good. So it's good for you. Gee.
So Shannon, would you say you aged a little bit through that process? It sounds.
Just goes to show that age is a number, and I think, you know, you have to be belligerent with how you approach life. You know, even I'm at 48 now, and the body's pretty tired and sore, but even under those sort of harsh conditions, you can still push an ageing body if you look after it on the way through.
Good. Now,
should we age, like, when it comes to our ageing, how do we kind of define that, and what can we do? I mean, obviously, we can't reverse the number, but, it, you know, but what can we do to actually slow the process of ageing?
God damn it, I wish we could reverse the hands of time. She's such a cruel mistress. But I tell you what, there's some things you can definitely do, and as I said at the start, you do need to be belligerent, and you need to fight like hell to try and maintain the things that you've always done. So, you know, I've had to change my training now. Training is now a lot more functional. So functional is sort of a bit of a buzzword. People that don't want to know what functional training is, it's training that mimics day-to-day movements. So I'm away from trying to lift 200 kilos on the bench now and do bicep curls to get a six-pack and impress the chicks. It's now for me about moving my body through space and being able to maintain all those movements that I've always done.
One of the biggest challenges as people get older, Shannon, is loss of muscle mass, the fancy term being sarcopenia. I'm staggered how many people I see who have a protein intake of practically zero. How do we get around that?
Yeah, well, it's very important. I think my advice on that is to do load-bearing exercise where your body is being stressed vertically. So just walking, just doing squats, sitting up and down out of a chair will stress your body vertically. That will help the bones stay strong, but of course they need calcium. Now, I recommend people eat a healthy diet. I think the same as most of you guys, higher in protein, lower in carbs, and lower in bad saturated fats. But then you need effective, efficient supplementation along with that if you're stressing your body to try and get some results.
So, Shannon, what would you recommend when it comes to a supplement?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have teamed up with Nutrisha, and we've developed 40Fit, which is, as I said, it's a much more higher grade supplement. It contains not only the protein we need, it's got whey protein, which is a fast-acting protein, so you can have it before or after a workout. It's also got leucine in it, which is important for muscular structure, and calcium, which you all know is imperative for your bone structure and bone strength.
Excellent. Thank you, Shannon. And he survived SAS Australia. That makes him a hero in my eyes. We'll have more of your calls. Plus, Gerald has the lowdown on multivitamins for women.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Need some extra support to help keep up with our active lifestyles? Try FortiFit Muscle Plus Bone. This fortified protein powder drink comes packed with ingredients like whey protein isolate, leucine and vitamin D, specially formulated to stimulate muscle growth and support healthy bones. FortiFit Muscle Plus Bone Vanilla, 850 grams, is $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. FortiFit Muscle Plus Bone is a food for special medical purposes for age-related loss of muscle strength, mass and function. Use under medical supervision. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The new Revlon Colorstay Matte Light Crayon range is $17.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Love having you on the House of Wellness on this Sunday morning. I'm with Gerald and Zoe. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. What are your health questions? 131 873. Gerald and Zoe are ready to answer them. Now, multivitamins, this is an interesting one, much maligned now, Gerald.
Offensively maligned, Elise, yeah. Because these are, this is the multi-purpose tool with the emphasis being on multi. We hear, and it's already been used this morning, the phrase healthy diet. Now, if we're all following a healthy diet, our hospitals would be half full. Mm-hmm. And we would be a lot more active and we'd be a lot more optimistic. So therefore, there is a chance, like a 90% chance, there are some nutritional insufficiencies within our day-to-day. That's what a multivitamin does. Anybody who says, and I hear it, what a waste of money, does not understand they need help.
Yeah, how about you, Zoe? Multivitamin?
Look, I am a big fan of supplements across the board, and I do think a good quality multivitamin literally does kind of fill the putty. It helps to kind of fill the little deficiencies that you might be having. But, Gerald, you, as you said, it's so true. It's healthy diet is one thing. It's fantastic. Most of us don't do that. But even if we were doing that, it's because we are pulling our body in every which way and asking so much more of it. So we do need to give it some support. But, Gerald, do you think, is there, you know, should women be taking a multivitamin? Is there something that we should be taking more than other things?
I think it's basic, whether male, female, developing child. There's all sorts of reasons why the pull in our body is beyond what normally we can get. Mm. And we all try to eat the right things. But in today's society, it's got a little hard.
Indeed. The A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Wagner Women's Multivit. Wagner, a new beginning. And some of your calls. Dawn from Geelong. Good morning, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we
look,
help?
I've got a little problem of a little boy, 5. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He doesn't eat breakfast. Mm. He's burnt out. His behaviour is erratic. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a boy.
His parents are from another country.
Yes.
And it's difficult to explain some of the diets.
Sure.
Mm. Would you advise a multi-diet vitamin?
I think with developing kids like that, Dawn, eating is a habit. So the children who won't eat breakfast, you wonder whether the parents are eating breakfast. So this is breakfast is a communal meal to get the day started. Very important. So that's where it has to start. Plugging little gaps with supplements and all sorts of things won't change the habit. So the thing to do, change the habit, eat as a group, do as I do, all these sorts of things, just fundamental, and that's where it's got to start.
And Dawn, you know, there are some really good ways to introduce a really well balanced diet, and I find with some fussy eaters when I've got children in my practice is that I'll do things like smoothies. So a great way is that even if they won't necessarily have a smoothie, sometimes I'll put those smoothies into ice blocks. So I'll make a banana smoothie, I'll put a good quality whey protein powder in there, I'll put some good fats in there somehow, blend it up. If they're a chocolate lover, we put cacao in it. If they'll do a bit of cinnamon, we put cinnamon honey. Blend it up into a smoothie or alternatively put it into ice blocks. It's very few kids that won't have an ice block or an ice cream, even if it's breakfast time in there. But if you don't have the breakfast, it really does establish not only our glycemic index, so that's why he's so fatigued. We need to give that little buddy a big boost of, you know, good quality carbohydrates in the morning and some lovely slow-releasing good fats. But I think it's really impressive that you're out there and you're trying to help and you're asking the questions. So they're very lucky to have you.
Well done, Dawn. What a great nanny you are. We have Glenda from Hyatt joining us.
Hi, Glenda.
Oh, good morning. I was talking to friends on the weekend, and through Manatech, they take a thing called Juice Plus, which is given to the people who go to Antarctica because they can't get fresh fruit and vegetables all the time. Do you know anything about that?
No. And look, there's lots of reasons why these things, often it's an opportunity to do a little bit of marketing, Glenda, so I tend to be a little facetious about things like that. Look, I think everybody's different. You get some advice from a professional so that you're not wasting money and you're specific for you.
There you go. Best of luck, Glenda. And Celine from Chatswood joins us. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Gerald, have you heard of True Nitrogen for energy?
Yes. Yes, I have. It's certainly marketed beautifully, Celine. And again, it's a thing that you need to get some advice about if you suspect it's for you. Ask someone who has got the qualifications to give you the answers that you need.
There you go, Celine. Now, while we're on caring for ourselves, Gerald, let's not be complacent about flu vaccinations. You know, there's been so much focus on getting your COVID vax.
Yeah.
It's time to book in.
Very important, Elise. Yeah. And it's something, and we spoke with Dr. Nick Coatsworth a couple of weeks ago. He could not emphasise enough the importance of making that decision to get the vaccine, and appointments are open.
Yeah, so these can be done by chemistwarehouse.com. nextvil.com.au/flu. The cost is $17.99.
And can I also remind those who have concession cards that your free pack of 5 rapid antigen tests from your local Chemist Warehouse, they're available under the federal government program. Very important. Lots of stock. No need to rush in. You can get your supply.
Thanks for that, Gerald. More coming up.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Support a long day with a restful night's sleep. Try new Kind Sleep Plus Magnesium. It contains passion flower, traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to induce sleep and relieve sleeplessness and restless sleep. Kind Sleep Plus Magnesium is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Look out for the bottle. It's made of glass and it has a bamboo cap. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The new Revlon Colorstay Matte Light Crayon range is $17.39 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, what an ace action-packed show. Thanks for your company, Gerald. Now, this wet, soggy country, you're not playing golf today.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, this means Philippa's skill comes back. Mine stays the same. I might get a chance today.
So, oh, good luck. And Zoe, what are you up to?
I'm going to go off to the fish market, get the seafood for the weekend. I'm actually taking Emily indoor rock climbing because it's raining here as well.
Oh, there you go. Everyone, please stay dry, stay safe. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week.